So this is a very, I mean, this is important to take a pause at your position in life as you hit 84, as I step into this next decade of my 70s. You said keep moving. My physical therapist, when I was talking about this little crick or this ache or pain, he goes, motion is lotion. I like that.
That's
motion
true.
Is lotion. And you can have that in your creative energies. One thing we do have to be realistic about, I mean, my mom had Alzheimer's, my dad had dementia. These days, many of us have bodies that are going to outlive our brains. Do you think about that much? And is life on the beach in Hawaii good medicine?
A mind that contemplates the sea is never empty. Looking out to sea, when I wrote The Kingdom by the Sea, a book, what I noticed about British people is that older British people would park their car facing the sea and look at the sea, just look at the waves. And there's something, there's a Zen-like or trance-like experience looking at the sea. And also, yeah, motion is lotion. Definitely that's true. You need to keep moving. I'm sorry to hear about your parents' dementia. In my case, my mother got it. She became slightly senile at the age of 103.
There you go. Wow.
And she used to say, when she was 99 living at home, she took me aside one day and she said, "Your brothers and sisters want me to move to a senior home." She said, "I'll do it when I'm older. Will you stop them?" I said, okay, I'll take care of it. So at 104, just a few weeks short of 104, she was doing the crossword puzzle and then put her pen down and was promoted to glory. I don't know what the last clue was, but she then passed away and was very content. One of her secrets was she kept moving. She kept walking. She traveled a lot. She went to Egypt. She went to the Dominican Republic. She went everywhere, actually. But I want to say something else because an older person, I'm sure you know this, often goes to a place like Mexico, India, certain countries, and they realize that older people are respected in those countries. You're an elder. In Hawaii, you're a kupuna. A kupuna is a wise person. It's also a grandparent, but it's an elder. So in travel can sometimes show you how older people are very well treated much better than they are in the United States. An older person is invisible in the States. They're very visible in other countries, in Africa. So I lived in Central Africa and East Africa for 6 years, in Malawi and Uganda. And the older people were the repository of the history and the culture, and they were deferred to. They were respected. If an older person walked in the room and there was a kid sitting in a chair, he'd jump out of the chair. That doesn't happen in the States.
That's a beauty of travel, is to be able to recognize that we can learn from these different societies. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Paul Theroux. His new book is called The Vanishing Point, and it's a collection of stories that, really, Paul, it's a collection of stories that celebrate the characters that have sort of colored your whole travels. I mean, one of the characters you quoted saying this, "The world's fundamental problem is that most people are stupid. Never mind that they don't buy art and don't read books and don't think for themselves. That's a given." He snorted and gasped and wiped his nose with the back of his hand like a small boy. It's another kind of stupidity, animal stupidity, dumb instinct. People make the same fatal mistakes every generation, in war, in politics, in business. The history of the world is the history of human folly. Nothing will change. Everything gets worse. There's quite a character.
Everything gets worse, actually, is a quote. I mean, that's true. That's an accurate description of a very disgruntled character in my book. But everything gets worse is a line from Paul Bowles, who lived in Morocco. Paul Bowles wrote The Sheltering Sky, The Spider's House, Let It Come Down. Wonderful book. And I met him when I was writing The Pillars of Hercules. And he said that everything gets worse. So I don't actually believe everything that this cynical guy said.
Right.
But I was thinking, when you get older, you realize they're doing it again. They're attacking again. They're trying to take over their country again. They're demolishing that city again. They've just had a coup d'etat again. And you think, I've been there. I've seen that. This is just a sequel. Sequels are never very good. And this is just horrible. It keeps happening. And that's a feature of old age, which is people say, guess what happened? You think, well, I remember that's happened 18 times in my lifetime, you know.